You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Ugh, Josh, when is COVID gonna end?
Tuesday, Thursday, April, August, autumn, winter, next year, some year.
Did you just make that up, or is that from a song?
No, it's from Time Heals Everything.
What's that from? Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of What's That From? A podcast exploring musicals we don't know, but probably should.
This time, live in the flesh.
We're in person this time, baby. New York, New York, we're here.
Literally on Broadway.
Literally on Broadway. The street and far uptown at an undisclosed location, but on Broadway nonetheless.
But Broadway's closed right now, so this is the most Broadway on Broadway Broadway is getting.
Boom. Boom. We should sell tickets to this event.
Honestly, we're working on that. What's up from live? When we can hold live shows. Get ready.
It'll be a mega mix of all of the shows that we've reviewed. So prepare yourselves. I'm Kate.
And I'm Josh.
And we're back with another episode, episode 11, where we're going to be exploring Mac and Mabel.
A hidden gem.
A hidden gem,
that,
I'd say.
That people would know songs from. Like, if you heard some of these songs, you'd be like, oh, I know that song. But you wouldn't know what's that from.
So true. Yeah. No, that's like, I feel like this is honestly one of the most What's That From shows we've done.
Yeah.
Like, where I was listening to it and I was like, wait a minute. I have heard most of these songs before, but simply never looked up where they were from.
Yeah. Are you gonna 30-second plot challenge?
Yeah, I honestly forgot about it until right now, so here I go.
Okay, 30 minutes on the clock. Okay, 30 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, go.
There's a director, and he's super nostalgic about his past, so he's reliving some events where he met this girl. His name's Mac, her name's Mabel, she was a waitress, and she was being rude, and he was like, she's dramatic, I want her in my movies. Then he, like, gets her in his movies, and she's like, wait, but I like being funny, but I also want to be dramatic, and he's like, wait, no, I like silent films with comedy, and then she's like, wait, but I want to be a dramatic actor. She goes to this other guy, and there's all this, like, stuff because they're kind of in love, and then she becomes a drug addict, and then
Dime. I almost said dies. I was going to finish it for you. Spoiler, she becomes a drug addict and dies. No joke. We're laughing, but yeah, it's serious.
But that's actually what happens in the plot. No, but seriously, when you're also reading the plot, like, that's kind of how it happens. Like, I think it's, like, cute, like, oh, kind of, like, misunderstood love story. And then suddenly they're like, and she's addicted to heroin, and, yeah.
The plot, like, kind of makes me angry, because it starts off cool. Like, it's, like, silent movie director, he comes back to Brooklyn, it's in the 30s, and he's now, like, talkies are a thing, so all the movies have sound, and he was big when they were silent films, and he's, like, remembering what it was like back then, and then, like, we flash back to when he first meets Mabel. Like Kate said, she worked at a deli and was delivering food, and somebody didn't pay for it, and she was, like, yelling at them, and then he happened to see it and be like, she's a star.
Note to self, everyone be rude in public, because that will get you noticed.
Be rude on sets, like, deliver food to movie sets.
Because she was the star, like, yeah. The girl who didn't pay was, like, the big name, so, like, yeah, so if you're ever delivering food to someone famous, make sure you roast them publicly.
And then she, from there, was like, no, I don't want to be a movie star. And then thought about it and was like, wait, I do want to be a movie star. So, and then she becomes a movie star. And then she's like, yeah, I want to do serious roles too. And he's like, no, like, I like clowns and police officers running around and slipping on banana peels.
I feel like half of the songs are like him being like, I just want people to get punched in the face. I'm like, this guy's got to give it up. Like, like, that's literally, like, I feel like there are definitely, like, three songs that have that plot point. Yeah. And I was like, all right, we get it. This guy's really into, like, the Three Stooges level, like, everyone just hitting each other.
Yeah, and he's just really jaded about, like, the way movies are now. But then after she says that she wants to do drama, he's like, ugh, no. And so then she leaves him for another movie director, like, his rival. Mm-hmm. And he agrees to make her, like, do dramatic movies. And then he's like, fine, like, you are a nobody. Like, I'll find another nobody and make her a star, too.
Yeah.
Then like, act one ends, like, really dramatic. Like, that's kind of a cool end of, like, act one. But then act two starts off, and then they're back together. It's just, like, back, she's back with him. Yeah. Like, I was like, what?
Yeah, what? I also was kind of like...
I was like, if I came back from intermission and the show started and then they were just back together,
I'd be like, what the? What did we just go through all that for?
Yeah, like, and then he agrees to make her dramatic movie, but then is like, I'm going to put some hokey police officers in there. And she's like, are you kidding me? Like, so then she leaves and goes back to the other guy. We could have just split, like, cut this whole thing, and they could have just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
we could have just cut this whole bit with the, yeah, so true.
So then she
there's too much back and forth. I think that's why. Like, I think if it was just a simple, like, clean cut, like, she goes to the other guy, then she comes back eventually, then it would have been clearer, but it's too much, like, I'm going to the other guy, okay, I'm back. Okay, wait, actually, back to the other guy. Okay, wait, actually, but maybe I'll come back.
And we also left out the part where she just, like, where they're hanging out one night and they're, like, getting flirty. And then they end up sleeping together. And then, but every girl in a musical or a movie written, like, before the 90s, just, like, if you sleep with a guy, you fall in love with him. You know what I mean? So she's just, like, falls in love with this guy because they slept together. And then he's like, no, I don't want to sleep with you. Like, I don't want to be in love with you. Like, and then they do fall in love. But I was kind of like, are you kidding me? Like,
I know.
Because they slept together, like, she's in love with him now.
I know. And then I was also just, like, mad that, like, he was blatantly, like... He was blatantly like, I'm not going to buy you roses. I'm not going to do anything for you because, like, I don't do that.
That song is, like, a different version of People Will Say We're In Love to me. Like, it kind of serves that same purpose where they're, like, obviously you're flirting and like each other, but they're, like, never.
Yeah. Mm. But he just, like, seemed like an asshole. Like, I was like, I feel like she was, like, I was, like, slept with you and now I'm, like, in love with you. And then he was just kind of like.
Oh, bye.
Bye. No dramatic movies, only comedies, make them laugh. Eh. It's like literally his whole narrative.
He shuts the door. Dun, 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 dun. She's crying.
Yeah, but he's like, but if I would have just hit her with the door, it would have been so much funnier.
But then, flash forward to where we were in Act 2, where she's with the new director. But then she's about to, like, go on a ship, like on a cruise with this guy, and happens to see Mac.
Obviously.
And, her new guy, Taylor, is like, oh, she's still in love with him. So then he's like, do some heroin. I was like, what?
Literally what?
In what world is like, she's going to be mine if I give her drugs. Like,
yeah, but.
So then he gives her heroin and then she becomes addicted to drugs.
Obviously, like.
And then Mac goes back to, now he's using sound in his movie. So now he's doing, like, musical movies. Mm-hmm. And he has a new star. And they do a big tap number. out of nowhere. Tapping Troubles away. While Mabel's shooting heroin. Everybody's tapping up a storm.
This is where I really understood why this show didn't go anywhere. Because I cannot imagine sitting at the end watching a tap number. And then having them reveal that this girl is, like, a deadbeat, like, drug addict. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, huh?
Oh.
Yeah, he really was like, he's like, I'm going to make this new girl a star. Let's give her this. The tap number is, I mean, the song's great, but it literally comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then she, her lover is murdered also. And then she's the prime suspect. So she's also like being framed for murdering her husband out of nowhere. She's like, just too many things hit the fan at the end.
Yeah.
And then when Mac is like, finally, I think I made a mistake. Let me find Mabel. She's dead. She died.
Yeah.
Of a drug overdose. And then he's like, you know, I don't really like how this ended. So I'm going to just imagine that it ended better. And then that's how it ends.
Yeah. Overall, just like.
It started it gets, so strong. It gets it started so strong.
It, like, literally gets so crackheady by the end. Like, by the end, I'm like, wait, who?
It started so strong.
And the music is just so good.
Yeah, I really like the music. Very Broadway, like,
so
very musical good. Theater.
Even from the overture, I was like, this.
Jerry Herman.
It's so good.
Broadway.
Broadway.
Yeah. Hello, Dolly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, and did he also do MAME?
MAME.
Yeah. Can't be MAME. No, but like.
We need merch.
Yeah, we can't be MAME. I know. If no one else wants one, I still want one. But like the The music is so good. Even from the overture, I was like, this like, listening to just the album, it made me really be like, why has this gone nowhere? Right. Why have I, like,
it's very colorful.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, why have I not really heard that much about it? And, like, why do I kind of recognize some of these songs? But not most of them. But then read it, when I was reading the plot, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
They really messed this one up. And I feel like it's a cool, like, I feel like the concept of, like, silent movie guy who's like kind of like reminiscing about it, and like you could do really cool like silent movie things are black and white.
Well, see, I saw videos of a London production of it where they had like rolling ladders and like movie thing, like cameras rolling through the choreography.
It was popular in London,
and yeah, like I saw like some cool videos where I was like, oh, like you can do cool staging things with this,
yes.
And even the music like inspires like cool dancing
it,
in my mind.
It like honestly feels very cinematic too. Like I feel like the whole thing, honestly.
Honestly,
not to be redundant, but it could be a good movie.
It could be a good Netflix movie directed by Ryan Murphy. Starring Lady Gaga.
You heard it here. That would be what it has to be. No, but like, I feel like it could be cool in that way. Like having like silent film aspects or different. I don't know. I think there's potential, but the end is just so bad. Like so bad. And like, I think the point, I think that they're. I don't know if they're even making a point, but I feel like Mac is so like old school that like they could have just left it at the ending and been like, this is a tragedy. But his whole like gripe is like, everything needs to be funny and it needs to be happy. Like we used to go see movies and you knew you'd leave happy. So that's kind of why they do that ending. But
right.
I just think it's a little hokey.
Well, you know, it's based on a true story. Between a famous Hollywood director, Beck Sennett, and Mabel Normand. But really, Mabel Normand was an artist model in real life. She was a model for like artists, and they made her into a waitress. And
I see.
Yeah. And then she died of tuberculosis in real life.
Oh.
Not.
So they were like, oh, it's based on a true story, except she does not become a drug addict or get convicted of killing her husband.
Right.
Or
make it a little more modern, I guess.
I feel like this could be based on anything. Yeah. Aren't there plenty of people, I feel like, that hop back and forth between, like, things?
Yeah.
I just feel like that's kind of like a...
Yeah.
Interesting, though.
Yeah.
And interesting that she was, like, a painting model. That's, like, such an odd job.
It didn't run for very long.
It
66
ran
performances?
8 weeks, yeah. It was short-lived. And I know I was reading somewhere, too, that they, like, had tried it out at, like, the Muni.
Oh.
I think before they took it to Broadway.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Efforts. So, like, they were trying to, oh my gosh, there's a quote. It says, audiences were not ready for a downbeat saga about a cocaine-sniffing movie queen. But they were saying they tried to, like, resolve the problems from their original out-of-town at the Muni, but then it was also really bad because, yeah, they said the venue was a terrible mistake because the Muni's so big.
Right.
And they were, like, the performances, like, people were way overplaying, and it kind of bent the show, like, out of shape. So then, yeah.
Right. And, oh my god, I'm going to say Meryl, because I'm thinking about Mac and Mabel. But Bernadette, she was pretty young when she did this, right?
Yeah.
Like, early on in her career.
Yeah. She sounds great on
this. She sounds so good.
She sounds so good.
She just has, like, a rich, like, ringing to her voice.
Yeah.
And she belts high.
She does.
Yeah.
She sounds great. Yeah, but people, I don't know, it did not.
Yeah, it stars Brenda Peters and Robert Preston. They're Mabel and Mac. Thought I'd switch it up for
you. Like, caught me off guard. The ears didn't know how to handle that one.
What if that was, maybe that's what they should have done. They called it Mabel
and
Mac.
Yeah, honestly, Mabel does feel like more of the main character to me, but maybe she's not. But yeah, I just, reading the reviews of this is so sad.
Yeah.
Like, or just they're like, when they were, I think before they were on Broadway, they were also at like a Kennedy Center in D.C. Mm. And they were like, nothing was working, said Gower Champion. He changed the staging in the scenes that had previously worked. And then the Washington Post review said it had all the zip of a wet, very dead flounder.
Oof. Poor Gower Champion.
Yeah. You can't win them all. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He did 42nd Street.
Yeah. He won that.
Him, the videos of him and his wife, Marge Champion.
Mm-hmm.
They were from like they were like dance partners in like the MGM days. Like they did movie musicals and stuff. So good.
Yeah.
Like some of the best dancing in like those old movies. But just cool that he also did things in movies and in Broadway. It makes sense why he would direct this, I guess, because he did a lot of work on movies, you know?
Honestly, if he, like, has experience with that, it's probably, like, a cool... I would have liked to see, like... I don't know. I would have liked to see the production.
I'd love to see a production of it.
Yeah.
I think they just should do some rewrites. I wonder how much they rewrote for the City Center.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So the...
Not very good reviews,
no.
But...
Definitely...
Ugh. Wasn't well received by the awards either. I mean, they got nominated for a bunch.
A bunch, yeah. But they really did not take the cake in this this one.
8 nominations, no wins.
No wins.
But also, like, the one thing that I was thinking about being, like, the saving grace of the show is the music. But the music was the only thing not nominated. What?
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand.
It does not make... It literally makes no sense. Because, the one saving grace, you'd think. And in that year, it was, like, The Wiz that swept... Which, like, makes obviously sense. Yeah. Makes sense. Not arguing that at all. But then the other two shows that are from that year, too, are also, like, very What's That From? Like never...
Shenandoah and The Lieutenant.
Yeah.
And Dance With Me. Was that the other one?
That was one of them. It did not win Best Choreography, if you're wondering, which we thought was kind of a little awkward that it's called Dance With Me and it did not win.
If, like, dance is in the title of your musical and you're nominated for Best Choreography and you don't win, I'm just like, ah.
Just like, oh.
Yeah.
Just doesn't sit right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a bummer for, not that the Tony Awards are the be all end all, but just a little bit of a bummer that it got nominated for so many and didn't even get nominated for the most important one, which I think, in my opinion, it like should have won that. Well, The Wiz is also really, really good. But Mac and Mabel, the music is just like unreal.
I agree. I'm looking at Brenda Peters' information, and she was actually nominated the year before for her first Tony Award on The Town. She was nominated for Best Featured Actress. And then nominated for Best Actress in Mac and Mabel. And then 10 years later, wasn't nominated for a Tony Award until 10 years later for Sunday in the Park with George. Didn't win. 2 years later, was nominated for Song and Dance and won Best Actress. And then was nominated a few more times. And then she won again for Annie Get Your Gun.
Bernadette Peters eternal.
Yeah, I saw her in Hello Dolly, and that was, like, life, like, fulfilling. Like, that was, like, check that off the bucket list.
But she, like, does she age? I feel like she's simply been the same age, like, in my mind, for, like, her whole life.
Yeah.
Like, the age she is kind of, well, I guess right now she's, like, a little old. Like, I can tell that she's a little older. But, like, right over, I still feel like if I watch, like, Sunday in the Park with George videos, I'm like, oh, yeah. Good old Bernadette.
Right, I don't think, like, young her or older. Yeah. Except for, like, this, she does sound young. Or, like, in the Annie movie, she, like, looks really young.
Right. Like, in the very beginning of her career. But, like, I feel like when she started to take off, or, like, once she's more... I feel like once she's within, like, a bunch of Stephen Sondheim stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that is all the same era.
I wonder if Stephen Sondheim saw this and was like, that's my muse, Mabel.
I feel like Stephen Sondheim would like this.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, kind of chaotic. Yeah. I feel like he would be like... I feel like Stephen Sondheim would be like, this is a great piece.
Hear me out, Maggie Mabel, but Sondheim's version. That would be... The end of it would be, like, a crazy soliloquy.
He would really... He would go in.
A heroin ballet and, like, a...
A heroin ballet. Wow. I mean, honestly, I feel like he could.
Okay, well, if I ever make it big and meet Stephen Sondheim, I'm going to let him know that he needs to rewrite Mac and Mabel.
You're not going to tell him anything else. You're just going to immediately be like, hey, Steve, just want to really quick get in here and tell you, Mac and Mabel, you ever seen it? Heard of it? You need to rewrite it real quick.
And Brenda Peters can still play Mabel for all I care.
Yeah, for all I care. If that'll make you happy.
I do care, and I hope she does.
Actually, in all actuality. Yeah, but I feel like, and I also think, it's interesting that you said you saw, like UK productions of it. I think it had, like, a pretty good run in the UK. Like, I think that people in the UK like it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the translation issue is
for I've never been there. I don't know her. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe.
I don't know if it's heroin's big there.
Or... If, like, they're just like, ah, yes. Another addict, it's fine. Like,
to all of our listeners in London, let us know. What you think?
Yeah, wait, we've seen you on the Buzzsprout map. There was like 2 listeners in London. Could be a fluke, but might be real.
Let us know. Follow us on Instagram. Let us know.
So, Josh, what was your favorite song?
Okay, well, ever since I was, like, first learning musical theater, like, in middle school, like, what Broadway was, I don't know where I heard Wherever He Ain't. Mm-hmm. Maybe probably on the Broadway channel on Sirius XM, but plug. Sponsor us. But that song, like, is so good. Like, it's one of my top 10 favorite musical theater songs, no lie.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like, I don't know, listening to it, the orchestrations, the melody, it's like, I feel her frustration. Like, mm-hmm. I've maybe just, like, because it's an easy emotion to capture, you know what I mean? Like, that kind of frustration
yes.
in music.
Yes.
But, like, I, like, totally, like, think the lyrics and the music
yeah.
fit perfectly together.
It's like a full body experience.
And, like, just, like, the way that the melody goes
yes.
is like a release. Like, she's
yes.
just like, oh, I can tell how angry she is.
Yeah.
Like, I sound so dumb, but, like, you know what I mean.
No, I know exactly what, like, you mean. No, it's literally like a,
and
like a visceral
hits.
Experience.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Like, you're literally, like, just like, no, I have no other words to explain it, but, like, a full body experience. Like, I feel like you feel it, like, in your, like, gut.
And, like, it's so determined too.
Yeah.
Like the dance break, like, I don't know. There's, it just, I don't know, like, she's getting out. Like, she's moving.
Like, yeah. Like, if I, it's one of those songs where, like, if you were ever to, like, be in a room where, like, an orchestra was playing it and, like, someone was singing it, you would just, like, you wouldn't know what to do with
yeah.
yourself. Like, sometimes when I, like, get really, yeah. like, excited about things, like, my body is, like, I can't even, like, sit. Like, I need to, like, move around because I'm, like, ha, ha.
You're so right. I want to hear this song with a full orchestra
yeah.
live.
Live.
Yeah, I'd freak out. I'd say that. I also, like, Look What Happened to Mabel.
I do too.
I think that song is so cute.
I had never heard it before.
Yeah, I think it's so cute.
Yeah.
And I like Time Heals Everything.
That's my favorite, I think, Time Heals Everything. It's like the ultimate, like, breakup song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not one that's like, I can't wait to get back together, whatever. It's just very like, someday with time. I don't know when, but like, I'll get over it.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like yearning for anything, which I like about it. Like, it's very just like matter of fact.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a good song. Very cathartic song
yeah.
to just like listen to. The album does kind of go all over the place. So I feel like we picked all the like songs that are very like beautiful ballads, but
yeah.
like there are some like
there are some like flat ones, honestly. Like
yeah.
I'm talking about how good the music is, but honestly, like, they're good select hits.
Yeah. Like, I Want to Make the World Laugh is a good one.
I Won't Send Roses is pretty.
And also,
I don't like this, like, the subject that's going on, like, the
right.
setting, but, like, I like the song.
Yeah, and, like, the Tap Your Troubles Away one is, like, fun. Kind of makes no sense in the show, like, kind of a random number, but
yeah.
I liked it. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I could imagine, like, the cutest little, like, second grade tap, like, class doing a little dance.
Right, from Suzy Q's dance video.
Literally.
Yeah.
That was, like, my mental image, which maybe isn't the best for the circumstances of the show, but I was like, what a fun little ditty. So Josh, the time has come to rate the show.
Mac and Mabel. I give it 6 out of 10.
Okay.
7 out of 10.
Okay. Wow.
7 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The ending, 6 out of 10.
It ends so poorly. I think I'd have to give it, yeah, like a 5 or a 6.
I give Wherever He Ain't a 10 out of 10.
But, okay. So, I feel like that kind of has to bring the whole average up a little bit.
6.5.
No, honestly, I give the concert version of Mac and Mabel 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
I give the physical production like a 5.
Yeah.
The plot, it
yeah.
just hurts. Some of these old shows, I just can't with the plots.
Like, I think we need to start doing what Hollywood does, where they do, like, remake A Star Is Born, and they keep,
yes.
like, the same, like, structure, kind of, but, like, change whatever they want to. Like, why can't
yeah.
we do that?
Because I feel like there's something here, and I feel like the songs are so good, and they kind of, like, it's not like these songs, like, at all clue at the fact that she's a drug addict or anything. There's nothing really that says anything in the music about
right.
that.
I think Act 1 is... doesn't need as much work as Act 2 does.
Yeah. I wonder if this good new microphone can pick up a car just drove by bopping in New
bopping
York City.
Music. But yeah. Kind of a disappointer, this one.
I would say so.
I was expecting a little more.
The album is good, and I listened to the original Broadway cast, and I also listened to the, like, London Revival one, and the London Revival one's also, like, really, really, really good.
Oh, I didn't listen to that
one. Yeah, it's, like, really good. That was the one I, for some reason, originally listened to. I don't know why. I guess that just came up on my Spotify first.
There's a, I have the record, like the vinyl of Jerry's Girls, which is Jerry Herman's review of, he literally just got together his favorite women he's worked with in his career and made a Broadway musical out of it.
Thank God.
And it's called Jerry's Girls. And Andrea McArdle, who played Annie,
yes,
the original Annie, she sings all the Mabel stuff in it, and she sounds really good.
Yeah, the songs are honestly great for girls. Like a well-kept secret that, like, I think can really, like, knock people's socks off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's some gems.
Mac and Mabel?
Are we closing?
Close the chapter on this one.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun, I think. A real fun adventure.
I think it's been fun enough that Mac would enjoy it.
Yeah, but nobody got, like, punched in the face or hurt, so maybe not.
I just punched you in the face.
And there you have it, the silent film of What's That From? Comedy. Playing comedy. Genius.
Well, check us out on Instagram at WTF_BWay. That is at WTF_BWAY.
And we'll be posting a new post every Monday and Wednesday for sure on our musical reveal Mondays and our What's That From Wednesdays. But we're also trying to expand our social media presence, so be looking out for some fun and exciting new things we'll be rolling out very soon.
We'll see you next week.
Woohoo!
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.